Welcome to Blondie and the Brit, Writing, Publishing, and Beyond. You can find our show notes and more information about our podcast at blondieandbrit.com. That's BLONDIEANDBRIT.com. Welcome to Blondie and the Brit podcast. I am Blondie, KJ Waters.
And I'm Suzanne Cowman, I'm the Brit.
And together we're Blondie and the Brit.
Yay!
Woohoo! I am the author of Stealing Time.
And I'm the author of The Rejected Writer's Book Club. This week on Blondie and the Brit, we want to welcome Lawrence O'Brien. He is the founder of BooksGoSocial.com, the global book promotion service. He is also the author of three novels, The Manhattan Puzzle, The Jerusalem Puzzle, The Istanbul Puzzle, and he's about to publish his fourth novel, The Nuremberg Puzzle. The first three were published by HarperCollins. He was shortlisted for the Irish Crime Writer of the Year in 2012, and he has also won the Best Novel Award at the Southern California Writers Conference in 2007. He is also the self-published author of The Guide to Social Media, Social Media is Dynamite. Welcome, Lawrence.
Hi. Thanks for having me. It's great to be on the show. Really appreciate it. We hope you have a great St. Patrick's Day and really enjoy it in your town. Being from Ireland, this being March the 17th, did you know that everyone who goes on a St. Patrick's Day parade, that's an Irish ceremony, which means you can actually call yourself Irish.
Oh, anyway, that's awesome.
Good to know.
Let's all run out right now.
That's right. Top of the morning to you and all that.
Oh, that's
top
awesome.
Of the morning, exactly. So that's some serious stuff here.
We're going to jump right in because both KJ and I have used Books Go Social. And for any of you that are hearing about this for the first time, we're going to be doing a lot during the show just about how to promote your books out there, particularly for indie authors. Lawrence is the expert in that. And so we're going to be learning lots today. And we both used your service very successfully. Tell us a little bit about your company and your journey from successful writer to forming Books Go Social.
Books Go Social was founded about 3 years ago. It was turned into a proper company 14 months ago. But it started off from me in 2009. I read in Writer's Digest magazine that I was supposed to be on Twitter and I was supposed to have a blog. And I'd read this a couple of times and I thought, oh, I'd better do it. Okay, so 2009, I put up a blog, started a Twitter account, and within a year, I had a contract from HarperCollins in London for a 3-book deal, and it went on to be translated into 10 languages. So, and, you know, I'm not supposed to say that, but it was sold to a Hollywood production company. At least the option was sold, and they renewed it as well. So that dream, my dream, came true. I'd been writing for 10 years, and all I got was rejection slips. So my dream came true because of being on Twitter and starting the blog. So naturally, I'm 100% believer in all of this stuff. So HarperCollins loved it, and it helped me. Now, I'm a mid-list author, which means that I don't make a lot of money from traditional publishing. You'd have to be James Patterson or Lee Child or somebody to make big money traditional publishing. And their advances are a bit small, and they're really slow. Okay, I'm not going to, you know, HarperCollins are a wonderful company, but if it takes a year and a half to get your book published, you're just a little bit slow, okay? Sure. That's where I started. I started as an author. My background was technology. I'd worked in IT for 20 years. I can't tell you, you know, lots of different IT things, big American companies and things. So I always liked technology. No problem with getting involved in Twitter, with researching how to make the most of it, how to do the right tweets, how to get Facebook working, how to make your blog work, how to build an email list. So I was researching that right back to 2009, you know, starting an email list. So we built up on all of those platforms. And then people were asking me, authors were asking me, can you help with this? So I started promoting some authors. And at the beginning, you think, is this going to work? And funny enough, a couple of the early ones, I was tweeting for them to my followers. They were building up. We now have over 650,000 followers
on 10
Twitter accounts. So I was doing it for a local author here. Now, he had a commercial title, a good commercial title, which wasn't selling very much. So he paid for the service for a couple of months, and then he stopped. And I thought, okay, he's gone away, right? You know, it didn't work. And he came back a month later, and he said, my sales crashed. I want you to start tweeting for me again.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it works, okay, but it doesn't work for everybody. Here's the problem. People think, oh, marketing services, they should be able to sell anything, but it doesn't sell anything. The book has to be well presented, and it has commercial potential, okay? So that doesn't mean everybody. And we're based in Dublin in Ireland, and 95% of our clients are in the US. It's all about networking. They had a program called Autonomy, which was a website where you could put up, this is 2008, 2009, and I joined it. And I just joined it to be on their email list, so you get updates. And they were having an event in London. And at lunchtime, I met a lady, and she said, oh, why don't you send me your latest, send me your book. And she gave me her card, and she was commissioning editor at HarperCollins. Yeah. So and then they emailed back and said, we like it. Could this be a series? And I had to walk out of the house, you know, excitement, you know, I just had to walk around outside in the air because I'd been dreaming about this for so long. And the excitement was just unbelievable. Now, you think, you know, your life is going to change. My life didn't change. Okay. My life didn't change, except it's a bit of a rebirth, you know, and I felt good. And I think the big thing about that was validation, but it's, the possibilities now with indie publishing are that people can be validated by success. They can be validated by sales. They can be validated by winning prizes. You don't need the validation, because that's back in 2010. You don't need the validation. And I got to tell you, I didn't make that much money for HarperCollins. I think they made a lot more than me. So if you want that and if authors want that, it's still worth pursuing and it's worth having a nice moment with that. But I think one of the things that's happening now with people like Hugh Howey and the other successful authors is that you can make your own path. You can have validation in another way. Mm-hmm. And so I self-published my guide to self-publishing, and my next novel in the series is going to be self-published by myself as well. So I absolutely believe in this path, the indie publishing path, but I believe you have to get it right. And I think what's useful is, because I've been through the grind of getting edited by a big publisher, you have to be open to new ideas. You have to be open to criticism. Now, it's not easy, but if you want to be traditionally published or successfully indie published, I think you have to be open to criticism. Is my cover right? Have I edited it properly? This is not an easy path that you can just go in and immediately expect to sell your book without doing editing and professional presentation of your book.
And I know some authors that are so desperate to be traditionally published, but I can see that you can be just as successful as an indie author and have a lot more freedom of how you promote yourself and how you get your book out there. Then you're kind of confined a little bit when you go traditional. So it's great advice.
I think that's a good point. And I think the validation is now available through the various competitions. There's hundreds of competitions out there. Now, we don't encourage people to spend money on competitions, but the good competitions, the good top quality, we run them at Books Go Social as well. Competitions, and one of the other ways to get validated is great reviews. If you can send your book out, have your book on Amazon, and you get 5, 10, 15 reviews, 20 reviews, people saying, we love this book, anything. You know, you have to make sure that the core is good, that you're telling a good story, or that you're creating a good book in some way, something different, something that will entice people, that pull people forward. Mm-hmm. But once you have that, you get some amazing reviews. That is the validation. That's validation. Now, the market is changing fast, and it's getting even more difficult for people to get published. So coming on and networking through shows like this, getting involved with other authors, going to conferences. There are a lot of them all over in every state now. There are conferences. And so there are new ways to get validated. It's not just about Manhattan and London. Okay, you have the upside of getting published, which is you have that nice moment. But there's the downside of being not terribly well treated, okay?
We hear that a lot, and so it's really good to hear that again. What mistake would you say, Lawrence, you see authors making out in social media?
Well, I think using price as a promotion is no good, because people aren't enticed by something at 99 cents or $2.99. They're enticed by a story. You want something, give me something that inspires curiosity. Tell me why I should buy your book, and then I'll click on the link, I'll get taken to Amazon, and if it's only 99 cents or $2.99 or $3.99, I'll buy it. I often use the one of who really kills JFK. Now, anyone interested in that will have some curiosity about who really killed JFK, another theory. So they'll click on the link out of curiosity, getting the maximum number of clicks. So if you send something out and 1,000 people see it and one person clicks it, if you put the price in, you actually want 1,000 people to see it and 10 people to click it. That's the goal. Because one person clicks it, there's a good chance they're not going to buy it. If 10 people or 50 people click it because you've crafted a post or a tweet that inspires curiosity, and who doesn't want to know who really killed JFK?
Yeah. That's
really good advice. If authors have limited time, and so many of us do, we're trying to write, we're trying to do, we're trying to have a life, what would you recommend that they should really focus on with their marketing? There's so much choice out there. What would you just say, this is a really good way to focus your marketing efforts, Lawrence?
It's really personal. Some people like Twitter. Some people like Facebook. Some people like writing blog posts. It depends what you like as an individual. There's no point in me saying you have to do Twitter if you hate Twitter. I'd say focus on what you enjoy, something that resonates with, that you can put time into. But Facebook is also important, as we all know. If you like Facebook and you like spending time on Facebook, I'd suggest going into writer groups, indie writer groups. We have one Facebook group, Books Go Social Authors Group, where we have four groups now, but the main one is the Facebook Books Go Social Authors Group. And we take any indie author. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to pay anything. But also look for other indie groups, particularly in your area. There's a big benefit, obviously, as I've seen, in networking. So if you have a local group in the city you're in, connect with them, connect with writers groups. It's such an amazing journey to be on. Whatever happens, to create instead of just to be consuming. I think it's a wonderful journey for us. A lot of us have been consumers. I know I used to watch a lot of television and just consume other people's stuff. But to be able to create, to sit down and to create a story from an idea, you just had an idea in your head, say 6 months ago, you wrote it down on a scrap of paper. And then 6 months later, you sit down and say, okay, I'm going to make this into a story. And then 6 months later, you have this book. You've created this book from nothing, just from an hour stolen every few days, and you wrote this book. And it's a dream. And I think we all deserve to have dreams. I won't have my dreams taken away from me until the end. And we all deserve to have our dreams. We don't know what the future holds, but the ability for each of us to create something from almost nothing, to communicate and to network with other people and to slowly build. It took me, to the point I got published, took 10 years. And you know there's that rule that says 10,000 hours you have to put in. It's, are you willing to persevere? Are you willing to put the time in? And people said to me, you know, used to laugh and say, you're never going to get published. He's a dreamer. All that stuff. Expecting the media things is wrong. I think the journey is great. The people you meet on this journey are great. And keeping your dream alive and not giving in. You've got to follow your own heart. You know, what you want, you've got to follow that. Stick to it and never give up.
And that's what's great about social media and the connection we have now. We can find those people, you know, if we don't have support.
I just want to guess if you've kissed the Blarney Stone.
I have.
You have the gift of gab.
I have. You know, you go upside down and they hang you through a hole.
I've been there. I kissed it. I was there.
You kissed it as well.
I did.
Okay.
I've been to Ireland. I love Ireland. I love the Irish people. They have such good soul and good, kind spirits.
I bet you you're Irish.
I am. I am. Actually, I do have some Irish.
I knew that. It's coming out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Very cool. Well, I wanted to get into Books Go Social. You've kind of touched on what it is, but give us some specifics. Tell our listeners, because as Suzanne and I both have used it. I don't fully understand. I think there's a lot more that you offer than I actually took advantage of. So can you give us like a brief snapshot of the services that authors may be interested in?
Okay. The basic service is tweets for either 1 week, 3 weeks, 6 weeks, or you can extend that. And that is a tweet which will go out on our 10 accounts at least once a day, and they often go out twice a day. It depends on how many we have going. And we put your book up onto our site, onto our website. We put just the first page onto booksgosocial.com. And the idea is that people will read that first page as you might in a bookshop, and underneath it there are the Amazon links, and they'll go to Amazon. We look at your book on Amazon, and we tell you before it starts. It usually starts the following Friday and runs from Friday to Friday. But we look at your book on Amazon, and we tell you if we think your cover should be changed or your description should be changed. We want to be the different promotion company. We want to be the one that actually looks at your book and says, you could do this. Let's delay your promotion. You have no reviews. Your cover doesn't look good. Your description isn't right. Let's delay your promotion. Let's delay it until you can fix those things. A lot of people have a good cover. A lot of people just need a tweak on their description. Some people need a change in their titles. I've seen titles with 15 words in them. Really doesn't work.
Yeah.
Huge, long titles. So we help with that. And one of the most important things we do is we offer a money-back guarantee. Now, we have, why do we give money back? And we do. It's about 5%. I think the most important thing is that people can trust that if they find out that they have got nothing from it, that they can simply get their money back.
Yeah.
And it's important because it's all about trust in this business. You want to get a service that is willing to put their neck on the line, that, and that also inspires us to work a bit harder. If we think there's a possibility you'll ask for your money back, we better make sure your book is going to sell something, whether that's an increase in your followers, support and advice. And the other goal I had with it was not to be too expensive, right? Mm-hmm. The service starts at $59. You may have joined a different point, but it's $59 now. And we're packaging more and more support into that. Good out of us. If you go to our site, I see some of the services costing thousands, and I think that's crazy. Nobody wants to risk their shirt.
Well, and $1,000 invested, you've got to make that back. If you're selling your book for $2.99, that's a lot of books you're hoping to sell. It's just, it's a pretty high risk, I think. I mean, it, unless you can produce miracles. I don't know. I have not seen that yet.
I'm not a magic wand.
Yeah.
So it's a good way to test, is this book going to work? So we have the Twitter part of the service and the website, booksgosocial.com, and we tweet every day. We tweet about books all the time. And people say, oh, you know, why are you tweeting about this all the time? You know, sure, you're going to annoy your followers. Actually, we don't, because we get more followers each month, which is strange. It's counterintuitive to what you think, because people know. It says on the top of the Twitter page, it says, we promote books, right? So if you follow this, if you follow this Twitter handle, you know you're going to get tweets about books.
Right.
And the tweets are good. We put in pictures on occasion. We try and make them interesting, craft them. We respond to people who reply to their tweets. So it builds up a relationship with people. So we've got Twitter, then we have Facebook, and we got the author group on Facebook. So you just look up Books Go Social author group and it'll come up. We've got a review group, and that's people not swapping, but giving and getting reviews. Because you know Amazon rules, you can't swap. What you're supposed to do is give an honest review and get an honest review.
Right.
It's a simple system of supporting other authors with honest reviews, and then you, in the group, you say, I just reviewed KJ's book, here's a link to it, you know, my book is available, it's called whatever, and somebody will come along and take a look at that and say, okay, I'm going to get that and review it. So that works. We've also got over 1,000 reviewers in an email list, which is great, because I saw HarperCollins, they had reviews up for my novels really quick, and I realized they're sending out advanced review copies. So we got 1,000 people, and we're building that up. 1,000 people who've given us their email addresses and who we send review copies to by genre, broken out. You know, people are interested in fantasy, etc. There's no guarantee of a review, and they're simply sent out to this list. So we got the reviewers, we got the group, we've got email lists. I could go on and on. We've got email lists.
I want to interrupt you, though, for a second, because Suzanne and I both did the review thing. And I know I just did that recently, and I had actually a lot of them hit on Christmas Day, too. It was like the best Christmas present. I had 5 or 6 reviews very quickly up after I
submitted
that.
Yeah, me too. I think I got 6 or 7. That was one of my favorite features, was the review feature.
Me too.
And great reviews. I mean, these weren't people who just were saying they really had read the book. You could tell they had an understanding of it. Yeah. So I really liked that service that
me
you
too.
Offered.
Yeah, and I would love to submit it again, because, you know, you don't know who else is on that list. I also have a few people who probably want to be on your reviewer list. So maybe you can give us a link to how people... Suzanne, I'm thinking of Dee. She reads so much, and
she
always puts reviews up. She would be great, and it would be a good way for her to get some new books in there.
Yeah, if you want anyone who wants to be on, just email admin@booksgosocial.com. Mention this conversation or that you just want to be a reviewer, and you'll get put onto the list. We're really happy if people come on and review books and give honest reviews. My system is I don't give negative reviews. If I don't like a book, I just stop reading it, okay?
Right.
I have the time. I haven't got time to do a negative review. I couldn't destroy somebody's dream, okay? I just couldn't do it. I haven't got it in me. We encourage people to put up positive reviews, but you've got to be open to everything. You know, we had one person complaining about a month ago, so you've got to be open to other people's opinions. You've got to make sure your book is edited, please, before putting it up on Amazon.
Absolutely.
But our system is we're trying to replicate what a big publisher does. They have a big publisher like HarperCollins has thousands of people. And the old system was they sent out these books 3 months in advance, and the people, they got paid in a way by getting lots of books. Lots of hardbacks. They used to get lots of hardbacks. So we're replicating that in the ebook age, which is, it's just an ebook goes out. You get an ebook. You like fantasy. You get this new ebook. It comes. You see the cover. So people, and you see the little blurb, the description. And if you like this sort of fantasy novel, you read it and you like it, we hope that you'll post a review up.
Right.
And it's in the email that you should say you received a free copy. That's Amazon rules. So we stick to Amazon rules, and we're using the system big publishers use to get people honest reviews. This is what we want.
And it's huge.
And you know what's interesting to me, as well as the reviews, my other favorite function that you have is you will have like a widget or an algorithm where you can actually monitor how many people are visiting your author page. And that blew my mind. I went from like hardly any to 500 or 600 people a day just with the tweets. I think the tweets going out. So, and I really like that part of your service, because you can really see if people are going there or not. It's really being used.
Absolutely. It's an instant feedback on the service.
If you want to feedback on the hits that have been generated, we track all the hits using smarturl.it, which anyone can go into and build their own link. And some people, in fact, send us their viewbook links or send us their Google shorteners, so they can track how many clicks. So if we send 1,000 people to your page on Amazon, your book page, 1,000 people, Google have tracked it, not us, Google have tracked it, and nobody's bought your book, we've got to have a serious look at your Amazon book page, okay? And you know, have you got the reviews? Have you got it well laid out? So people email us every week and say, my book isn't selling as much. I say, send us your Amazon link, and there's usually problems, you know.
Yeah, that's a great service, though, because I think a lot of people are just happy to take your money and they'll do their little bit of it without that communication. You're really adding a lot of value. As many books as you've seen, and you know which ones sell well based on your service, that's a great thing to add. That's major added value.
We do our best.
Yeah. Okay, so just switching a little bit, tell us about your Dublin's Writers Conference. That is very exciting.
We had our first Dublin Writers Conference last June, and it was great. It's a small conference. We had 60-something people here. About half came over from the States, and others came over from England. There was somebody from France and somebody from Romania and a lot of Irish authors. So it's a small conference. It's in a place called the Irish Writers' Centre, which is the leading, in fact, the only major writers' centre in Dublin. It's near O'Connell Street. It's going to be on the last weekend in June. The weather is usually nice. We have three floors. It's an old Georgian building, and it's supported by the building, and the center is, the patron is the President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins. So the patron is the president. We have it there. And we also spread out to a nearby hotel, one of the nicest hotels on O'Connell Street, the most famous street in Dublin, the Gresham Hotel. We take a big ground floor room, and we have sessions running from the Friday afternoon. It's a mixture of Irish hospitality, writing craft, so learning something about improving our writing, whether it's character or dialogue or building suspense. And we've got some great speakers this year. A number of them have been published, and one of them writes for television, and some of them teach in various universities and other places. They teach the craft of writing, and I'm convinced there is learning to be done. There is a craft. I have an arm's length of books about how to do dialogue. I love Saul Steen. In fact, he is my favorite. If nobody can afford, if you don't want to, and you, or you don't, you haven't got the money to come to Dublin, read Saul Steen's books about writing. Why? Because every page I have the corner turned and something underlined. Now, that's how I know. Wow. You know when you read a book about writing craft and you read a page and you go, uh-oh, I better do that.
That's great.
Okay. I also teach digital marketing. I'm a director of the a college here, the College of Digital Marketing, which is part of City Colleges, or the top, one of the top law colleges. And we do digital marketing courses for small business. So I teach there, and we also have digital marketing sessions at the conference. That's about trying to make sure you're doing the best you can in digital marketing for yourself. There's some people who want to do more. You know, how to do a blog, how to get it right. And we have this idea about extending your book onto your blog. So how do we as writers take advantage of the internet? Now, I have this theory that we can extend our books. Say I'm writing that romantic novel about the woman escaping to on the ship to the Caribbean. I could put a map on my blog site. I could put an old map showing the pirate places in the Caribbean and their journeys. And I could put pictures. Maybe you went on a research trip to the Caribbean, which would be nice. I could show pictures of the cove they ended up in. And so we've got pictures and maps and descriptions. So there's an extension to the book in your website. So the nice thing about that for me is that if you promote that blog with all these pictures of the Caribbean and about pirates and your research and a bibliography, it's going to attract people who are interested in pirates and the Caribbean and everything. And then you've got a link at the bottom of each blog post, which goes, if you like pirates of the Caribbean, go to my Amazon page and where are my books about this?
Yeah, that's great.
So we teach about all of that, about digital marketing, about...
I feel like we need a trip, KJ.
I know.
Blondie and the Brit go to Ireland. What do you think?
I think so, too. And what if we did, like, a live podcast from there, too? Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, we should talk to you about that, Lawrence, if you'd be up for that.
You're invited.
That would be amazing.
Packing right now.
That's awesome. I want to ask you, too, what future plans do you have for Books Go Social?
There's lots of things we're doing this year. Big one we're doing in Facebook ads, where you've probably seen, and we've been doing this for about 9 months, I think. You've probably seen, oh, Facebook ads is supposed to be the new way of doing things. So we're spending money. We're grouping members. We're not charging for this. I don't know. Maybe we're stupid. We're not charging for this, but we're grouping members' books together. For instance, for Valentine's, we just did this about an hour ago. We've got a Valentine's weekend special offer, Facebook lead ad, okay, which we're running over the weekend, targeting readers of Daniel Steele. So we do targeting. So one of the things we're going to do, without going into too much detail, is expand that Facebook ad program. We've got a viral element, and we purchased various software to help us turn the ads viral. So the way we're doing that is we are running competitions where if you share the ad, then you get points. You get points which are collected in this software, and then the person with the most points will win. So Facebook ads, a viral element, that's expanding this year. We're doing it already, and we're expanding that for members. We also have a members site as well, a new members site, which is going to have members-only content. So that's going to, we're creating new content, moving it onto the members-only area of that site, and there'll also be additional services part of that. So the vision is to expand this, to make it a proper support service. I know BookBub is out there, okay, and it's just email, okay? So we're saying BookBub is great. If you can get into BookBub, and I believe it's like quite a small percentage, but if you can get into BookBub, great. I have nothing against those email services.
It's expensive, though, too. It's not as reasonable as what you're offering. Yeah.
So we want to cover it all. We want to have a support service that is low cost, that allows people to test, is my book ready to sell? And that if you want to spend more, you want to do more tweeting, you want to keep going, you see it selling, you can keep going, you can spend more money. But it covers all of the different online channels. And we have Pinterest boards as well and Instagram. We've got a YouTube channel with over 300 trailers. We make trailers as well. So we've got all of this, a wide-ranging service that is interested in genuinely helping, that this is not a simple submit your book through a form. This is, we're genuinely trying to help. And we've got people we're training up to make sure that that service will continue as we grow.
Very exciting. I love all that you have going on. It sounds like the alternative to the BookBubs out there, where you can get something, a lot more value for your money, a lot more interaction. Brilliant concept. I love what you've done.
Thank you. And authors are just great. It's such a pleasure talking to you and meeting authors. It's just great.
Tell us about your next book. What are you working on right now?
The Nuremberg Puzzle. Available March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
Yay!
The Nuremberg Puzzle is continuing the story of Sean and Isabel. Sean goes to Nuremberg. He's presenting at a conference. He meets a friend, and the friend is murdered in the most horrific way.
Wow.
It used to be an old girlfriend of his when he was studying in university in London. And she's murdered in a horrific way. He goes back to his hotel. The next thing, there's a knock on the door. It's the police. They want to bring him to the police station, and they explain to him what happened, and he becomes a suspect. What's going on is that there's a huge amount of refugees in Germany, as you probably know.
Mm-hmm.
The country is filling up with refugees, and there's a plot to kill them, okay, to kill as many of these refugees as possible, one at a time. So this plot is going on right now. It's about the reemergence of fascism. I know our generation didn't have to fight, and I know that Americans and Irish and British fought in the 1940s to save the world from fascism. And what our fear is that this is coming back, that there are people plotting because of what's going on. They're plotting to murder people by the millions, genocide and fascism. But some of the people at the top did not play a good game back then. So we have some of the interesting information which has emerged from research in the Vatican libraries about what the Vatican were doing back in the 40s. So this is spectacular information. For me, it's changed how I view how the church approached the fascists and why didn't they excommunicate Adolf Hitler, for instance? So we have and I believe it's important that these things are spoken about. So we've got a modern day adventure, we got refugees, and we got the Catholic Church and wherever you are, and wishing you all the best, and thank you.
Your book sounds amazing. I love the connection to the future and the past. I'm really excited about that. And for people who are looking for it, you don't even have to do a search. Just go to blondiethebrit.com, blondieandbrit.com, and under our show notes, we will have his book, a little blurb of it, and links to the Amazon site and his other Books Go Social information. So you don't even have to try hard to find it. Just go to our site. All right. Do you think that we're ready for the lightning round?
I think we're ready. How do you feel about the lightning round, Lawrence?
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
I love it. Such enthusiasm. Okay, we're just going to jump right in. But the concept of the lightning round is quick answers. Don't think too much. Don't, you know, we don't need a big long story. Just like quick, and we'll get through. Sound good?
Okay.
What is your favorite band or artist?
Pink Floyd.
Oh, yay.
Oh, there you go.
And this is an American question, but you're welcome to answer it in the Irish version. Left or right coast?
Right.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Where would that be?
That would be Dublin.
That'd be Dublin.
Manhattan.
Oh, you want to do American. Okay, Manhattan. Cool.
Love it. Good.
Or Dublin is right coast.
Yep.
So you have the split between the middle.
You just did it right, though.
Yeah.
What is your favorite writing spot?
Oh, facing a brick wall.
That's why you like Pink Floyd, right?
Wow. Yeah, there you go. That's awesome.
Are you serious, a brick wall?
No, a wall, you know.
A wall.
I don't want to be distracted. I don't want to look at a view, okay? My desk is up against a wall.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, there you go.
Are you a pantser or a plotter when you write?
Oh, a plotter. I used to be a pantser, but now I'm a plotter.
Converted to plotism. If you could be transported back in time, where would you go?
1916. To meet my grandfather and his brothers as they were at 22 going out to fight and why.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's a story right there.
Yeah, that's your next book, man. That's great. If you had a superpower, what would you want it to be?
To travel forward into the future, to travel in time, to see what's going to happen, right?
Ooh.
To see what's going to happen. I mean, what are we going to talk about in 500 years or 200 years that we would consider magic now? I'd like to see the future. It's not going to happen, but
well,
I'd like to see it.
Hey, this superpower, we can come up with whatever
we want. We can do what we like. We can book my car as well.
That's true.
That's true.
Who or what inspires you?
Other writers inspire me. Stories inspire me. The only book I ever read three times was The Lord of the Rings, the adventure stories.
Okay.
I get inspired by stories. Things I read. I read interviews about, you know, the challenges people face and the things they've been through and the struggles and coming out the other side. I love stories, you know, about that sort of stuff. That stories inspire
me. That's good. You're in the right business then, man. Which book do you wish you had written?
The Lord of the Rings.
I thought you were going to say that.
We had somebody else say that the other day, didn't we?
Yeah, KJ? David Estes.
Yeah.
And tell them your little story. You've got to make this connection now.
Oh, yeah. So I always tell them that I lived at the bottom of my road in England where I lived was Sarehole Mill, which is where he based The Hobbit, because he lived right there in that little village. So that was right at the bottom of my road in England. And I didn't get to see it until I actually left England, right before I left England, because I was like, I better go see it because I'm leaving the country. So, yeah, it was really beautiful.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Seriously, I'm just, you know, I love talking the adventure stuff, but that's great. Oh,
yeah.
That is.
Yeah. Oh, God, great.
What is your favorite writing/author moment so far?
Oh, it has to be that moment. I got that email saying you're going to get published. It was just mind expanding. That was a great moment. But yeah, it was 10 years coming and a lot of hard work and a lot of being told you're mad.
Yeah. That's a very good reward at the end of all that work.
Yeah.
Okay, last question. What one thing do you wish you'd been told about being a writer?
One thing.
Oh my God. So cute. I love it.
One thing I wish I'd been told about. It's the opposite of my previous question. I wish I'd been told how badly publishers treat authors.
That's an excellent piece of advice, though, because I think a lot of people here have the dream to be this published author, and they think that the world will expand and the rainbows will come out and everything will be perfect in their life afterwards, and that it isn't necessarily, from what you're saying, is not the case. So I think it's great for people to hear that, because maybe they'll shift their dreams a little bit and try harder at being indie and be successful in a different way. Good. I love this interview. You have so much great information, and the service that your company provides and the conference. I hope that everyone goes to the websites that we've mentioned. We'll put them up on our show notes so that you can go find the things that Lawrence talked about, and get involved with your author groups, your local ones, and the ones, I think the Facebook one, I don't know if I'm on there, but I'm jumping right off here and going to sign up on there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's been great. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoy what you're doing. I think you're doing something amazing. And thank you very much. That was a wonderful interview. That was my best interview in a long time.
Yay! Oh, that makes us so happy.
Excellent. Well, that's
because of you. The two of you are just amazing. And I love this. And I wish everybody listening, I wish you all the best for 2016. This is going to be the year of the indie, okay? And we together.
Oh, I like
make
it. Forget the monkey. It's the year of the indie.
I love that.
No, I love
year
that.
The indie. Here we go.
Here we
Yahoo!
Go.
We're all going together.
Yeah, let's all hold hands and jump in.
Yay! I'm with that one.
Great. Oh. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a fabulous time, and we look forward to having you back. Maybe when your next book comes out, we'll have you on. You can talk about that some more.
Thanks. I'd come with you anytime.
Yay. Well, thank you so much. And that is a wrap. Appreciate everyone joining us on Blondie and the Brit. Please join us next week where we welcome Nicole Persson. She is the daughter of Terry Persson and started her writing career at age 18, winning several awards on her first novel. She has a lot of really good information on SEO and just kind of the younger author's perspective. You can find our show notes and more information about our podcast at blondieandbrit.com. That's BLONDIEANDBRIT.com.